You.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 71. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. So again, y'all know this spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos.
Facts.
We on every find a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public. We on everything. So go stream us up. Make sure you go to that Twitter page, that Instagram page. I'm just saying broke podcast. Go follow us, show some love.
YouTube. But we gonna get right in.
You feel me? We got some little not a lot of crazy stuff going on, but obviously something that we already predicted was gonna happen. We knew it was gonna happen. Carson Wentz traded to the Colts. So I guess I want to know how do you feel about it? I'll let you take it. How you feel about the trade? Because I was like, we all knew it was coming, but it's like, how do you like winners, losers, basically? What do you think about the trade?
Well, it's hilarious to me. Because y'all traded so much to get that dude, and it's like y'all kind of got so little in return. I mean, what y'all get, a third round pick and then a conditional second round pick that could turn to a first round pick, but even if it do turn into a first round pick, it's gonna be a late first either way. So
who knows the way he played.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
who knows?
I don't know, bro. I love it for the Colts. I mean, it's a win-win situation for them. I mean, they didn't give up much to get another supposed franchise quarterback, for real, for real. They reunited him with the offensive coordinator he had before, who's obviously now the head coach or whatever. But, yeah, Carson had his best years under Frank Wright, for real, for real. So I think it's a win-win for the Colts. For the Eagles, I mean – it's a win in the sense that you get that dude out of your locker room, because it seems like he'd been lost the locker room for real, for real. So that's one thing I can say. And you still got some type of compensation for him. But obviously, you know, it's not ideal for the Eagles, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got rid of your coach. You got rid of the quarterback now, too. You got to start fresh, like we've been said. So, hey, it is what it is. At least you drafted Jalen Hurts. Maybe, you know, you go out here this year. Maybe you grab a backup or somebody to compete with Hurts somewhere between the second and the fourth round.
You think they should get somebody to compete with him? They don't repeat the process that they did.
Why not? I mean, are you certain that Hurts is your franchise quarterback? If you're
give him a chance.
If you believe that he can be a franchise quarterback, then no, I don't think you should. But if you have any questions, then yes, you should go and draft another quarterback.
What do you think? Stop trying to get a political answer. What do you think?
I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I think he's a stopgap quarterback. I think he could, you know, keep y'all good for a couple years, and then I think, you know. I don't really see him as a franchise quarterback, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something he doesn't have to me. I don't know what it is. If it's arm strength, I don't know what it is. He just don't – I don't know. It don't look like it to me. But I could always be wrong.
The losses? Because he lost?
No, it's not because of this season at all. Because this season, what he was working with, I mean, he did a great job for what he was working with. I just don't know, bro. I mean, maybe he could be, though, because he is the type of quarterback that is taking over the league at this point. You can throw and you can run. So I could be wrong. I mean, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Hey, I mean, I don't know, bro. All I know is, I just think it was like you said, I feel like both, it was like an even trade, honestly, bro. I really feel like it was an even trade. I don't feel like it was a winner or a loser, to be completely honest, because it's just like, all right, well, if Carson Wentz goes out there and he hoops for y'all, we get a pick. Like you said, it's going to be a late pick.
Right.
You feel me? But we still get the pick. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, oh, well, like, but which I believe is going to happen, because if you have Frank Reich and these dudes who believe in Carson Wentz, like, it's like they both got what they wanted out of the deal. We knew we wasn't going to get a lot for him after having his worst year of his career. It was obvious. They was out there. They was putting stories out there and all that, just trying to make his market better, but they did nothing, because the Colts was the only one that wanted him. I heard reports that no other team wanted him. The Colts was the only team that wanted him. So that means, you know what I'm saying? So the Colts obviously wanted what they wanted, and they got what they wanted. So I feel like I said, it was an even trade. Like, I don't think it was any winners, any losers. If you do want to say anybody's a winner, I guess you would have to wait until these draft picks, because Howie is horrible at drafting. So, I mean, the Colts probably didn't even care about giving up that draft pick this year. So, I mean, it's just like, let's see what he does with it before before I'm going to call anybody a winner or loser. That's what I want to do. Like, but I definitely think Carson going to go over there and do what he do. He just, like, I don't know. Well, we know what it is. It's mentally. Now, maybe he can get his mental back together, because before this mental stuff, he was cool, bro. Like, and we're not going to trip. Like, everybody in Philly wasn't a fan of him. I mean, he was calling it Winslevania. Probably not you, but I'm just saying, like, I was a fan of Wentz and all that. But after that Super Bowl and that injury, it was like he wasn't the same dude at all. We saw it. Now, maybe he can get over there and he can start over and he can get it together. Like you said, he lost the locker room. It was a wrap. It was a wrap. Once they made that shrine to Nick Foles, I knew right there it was a wrap. I said, oh, that is the ultimate disrespect to your franchise quarterback, bro. They just made a shrine to the backup quarterback. I'm done. That's basically like you are savior. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how disrespectful that is? I'll be looking like, wow, like, that's how y'all feel. Like, I'm the starting quarterback. Y'all making a shrine. Like, he saved y'all. Like, we were 11-2. Like, yeah, right. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they was a bad team or anything, but like right then and there, I knew it was over. So like I said, both teams, I feel like, got what they wanted, and we just got to wait to see. Is Wentz going to play at the MVP level that we saw him play in 2017? Right. Is how he going to actually do something with these goddamn picks? It's like, I don't know, but
I think a lot of it had to do with that beef that they had going on too between the coach and the quarterback. I think that had a lot to do with everything. And I think, like you said, I think he'd been lost that locker room. Like, that's just, once you lose the locker room and then you don't even have your coach on your side, like, what more can you do at that point but get out of town? Like, it's time for you to go. Pack up your bags. You mean, get up out of here.
That was a weird situation.
Very weird. And shout out to Michael Pittman for not giving Wentz his number either.
Yo, my man, not getting no respect already. And they already knew what type. They know who Carson Wentz is.
I guess, but yeah, you not getting my number, cousin.
That thing, no, I'm 11.
Was Wentz the number one? Nah, Wentz wasn't number one. Baker went
number two.
Yeah.
He was a number two pick, bro. Jared Goff was number one. And they both got traded. Jared. Same offense. Ain't that wild?
He might as well wear number two.
Hey, he might as well wear something. Well, he going to have to wear something. He can't wear 12. Can't wear 18. I don't know what he going to wear.
Yeah, might as well wear 22.
He can't wear 13. I don't know what he going to wear.
Yeah, that's but tough.
Who cares, though? All I care about is my young boy Jalen Hurts, man, or whatever. But speaking of it, like, you know, the Eagles, though, they released D-Jack, and they about to release Alshon. So I know we was talking about it a little bit before we started recording. It's about to be a new day and age. Like, it's about to be a whole new team in Philly, bro. It's crazy, man. Like, it's wild. I just wanted to put that out there. Like,
Greg Ward and Jalen Reagor. And they probably going to end up trading Zach Ertz at some point, too.
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing the Seahawks supposedly want him, and the Colts want him, too. They trying to bring Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz back together, supposedly. This is just what I'm hearing. It makes sense to me, though, because that was his favorite target when he first – you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
From first year to – last year, like, it was his. That's his favorite target. We're not gonna trip, but
it's a fact.
I'm hearing, though, Seahawks and the Colts are the only two teams really that really want him, though.
That's nice for both teams, actually. That's nice for both teams. I mean, the Colts got an abundance of tight ends, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
I like Mo Ali Cox, actually, and
he keep getting injured. I like him too. Like, he just. I feel like they don't use him enough too, cause like, bro, he was a basketball player, bro. Use him in the red zone, like keep using him in the red zone. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Exactly, just throw it up. Let him go get it.
Exactly, like
they say, throw it up there like it's a rebound.
It's the but I mean, having Mo Ali Cox and Zach Ertz, that's not a bad combination. You know what I'm saying? I like that. That's a crazy tight end duo.
I agree. That's a fact. That'd be tough.
But yeah. Wanted to shout out D Jack and Alshon, though. That's it.
Yeah, salute to them, man. It's definitely a new day. Who y'all about to have? Greg Ward and Jalen Reagor and JJ Arcega Whiteside.
Hey, bro, like, I'm very excited, bro, to see, because I have no fucking idea. Like, I don't know. I mean, we know Jalen Reagor, obviously. We know, right. I mean, I don't even know if Greg Ward, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Greg Ward, but I don't know, bro. Like, who knows with this new coach, who we going to like? You know what I'm saying? Like, we know every coach got their favorites, and right. every coach going to pick and choose who they want in their game plan. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I honestly want to tell you, though, I think Miles Sanders going to have a crazy year.
Yeah, he's going to be the best running back in the league, fantasy-wise.
Huh?
He's going to have the best fantasy year next year.
I think – I wouldn't say the best. I'm going to just – I think he's going to be a top five running back next year. Because I don't know why. I'm just – I don't know. Something – it's just some – these vibes just coming to me. Like, I think he's going to have a real big year, bro. Real rap, man. Like, I don't know. But I did hear that we were supposed to – Tyrell Williams, you know, the dude that played for Oakland,
yeah.
He had his best year with Nick Sirianni and all that. He said he was the reason why he got good and had his best year. He said it was Nick Sirianni. He literally said it. He was like, it was him that got him better. He told him how to get in and out of his routes faster and all that shit. So maybe this Nick Sirianni guy is something, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember that Tyrell Williams year. He was snapping, yo.
Talking about when he was with the Chargers.
Yeah, he was going crazy. Like, he was going crazy that year.
Mm-hmm.
But – supposedly, you know, we might sign him, even though he's coming off an injury, but that might be somebody we could sign for the low, little veteran minimum, because he's coming off an injury, you know.
He got some speed, too.
Yeah, so who knows, bro, what our receiving corps is going to look like. But, you know, shout out to Zach Ertz. Like I said, DeSean Jackson and Alshon, man. I wish we would keep Zach Ertz, but he think he Travis Kelce, and he think he George Kittle. So, it's like, bro,
wrap him up. Y'all got Dallas Goedert. What y'all need?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, at this point, Goddard is better than you, bro. Like, it's a tight end on your own team that's better than you. Why do you think you should get paid? Like, Travis Kelce and George Kittle, bro. Like, I get it, but it's like, bro. That's Chuck, bro.
Especially now with this new offense and new quarterback. Now, maybe if you kept Wentz, you might have had to do it. But at this point, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's why they say we getting rid of all these dudes, man. We about to start over from scratch.
But, I mean, if you had anything else for the NFL, because I really didn't. We could hop right into the NBA.
I ain't nothing going on in the NFL, really. So, I mean, yeah, we could hop right into the NBA.
Say less. I just wanted to come on here and be the first one today to give Ben Simmons and whoever is in Ben Simmons' ear some credit. That young man has been being very aggressive lately. He outscored Joel Embiid last night. They played on the same floor. Imagine that. He wasn't continuously, you know, just driving in and looking to kick. He was attacking. He was being aggressive. It just looked like it's a different Ben Simmons out there, bro. So 18 points in the first half. I mean, I know we lost, but regardless, it was refreshing to see Ben Simmons play like that, bro. He only had
– one of those losses, crazy losses, though, bro? You know them bank shots –
yeah,
it was one of those Chris Boucher hit 5 threes. Like,
yeah,
but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I mean, I was pretty much done. I just wanted to say, you know, he only had 5 assists. That's what I like to see. Be aggressive. I mean, of course, we want you to be aggressive with the assists too. But if you got to choose between the two for some games, I'd rather you be aggressive than keep running in and passing the ball out all game. So, I just wanted to shout out Ben Simmons. I wanted to shout out Doc Rivers and whoever else coaching Ben Simmons up, because he finally looking like the player that we knew he could be. Now, what I will say is I don't want to give him too much credit and then he just start getting back on his high horse and start acting totally different again. So
Yeah, you never can give Ben Simmons too much credit.
so I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm going to just say he played very well the other night, man. But B, you got to go more than – you got to shoot better than 6 for 20. I know you still had 25 and 17, but you got to shoot better than 6 for 20, big fella. Bad.
Was doubling, tripling him all night, bro.
He was.
I give him that. He could get one. He could get one.
He can. He can. He can. He can for sure. But Toby ain't really played the greatest either. It looked like one of Toby playoff games. 6 for 17 with 13 points. So I'm going to need him to pick it up again, too. 1 for 9 from the 3-point.
He lost that game. We're not going trip.
It's usually 9 times out of 10 when we lose a game, it's usually his fault or Ben's fault. For real. It's usually him or Ben. Like, the other pieces, you take whatever you could get from them, for real. But those are the two pieces that usually lose us the game, if anybody. But, I mean, Yeah, that's all I really had to say about that. Shake Milton got to get hot again too, though, off that bench.
I mean, but he was out though. He was out, so give him a chance.
That's what I'm saying. He got to get hot again.
But free Isaiah Joe and free my young boy Paul Reed. I know he in the G League, but can you free my young boys, please? And I'm not gonna sit on here and be acting like I've been crying for Isaiah Joe to be in the lineup and all of that every week or anything like that. But at the same time, bro, free that man, please. Let him play. Our bench is getting obliterated every night. Like, come on. Like, dudes, the teams is like 56 to 20 bench points. Like, are you serious? Like, they're scorching these dudes. Like, give it something. Let's mix it up or something, man. Call this dude up. Call him up from the G League bubble or something. This Paul Reed dude. He's the MVP of the league. I don't know if you've been paying attention to him.
Nah, he's been snapping. He's different.
He's averaging like 28 and 11. Like, he's snapping in the G League bubble. And the Sixers G League team is undefeated.
He's different.
I think we still might be undefeated. Yo, he's a bucket, bro. Like, Doc Rivers even said it. He said, I don't know how I would describe him getting, like, what type of scorer he is. That's what he said. He said, he just gets to it. He just, like, he said, he's just one of those players. Like, he just got a nose for the bucket. Like,
it's like,
dude, he different.
It's like how you watch Christian Wood. Like, you just be like, he just get a bucket. Like, it don't matter. Yeah. He gonna get a bucket.
He don't make it look too fancy. He ain't doing all this extra finesse. He just getting a simple bucket. Like, come on, I'm about to give you this dub real quick. This easy dub.
He could come up. Sheesh. He come up. He taking somebody minutes. I don't know who. Maybe Dwight. Maybe Matisse. Nah, you need Matisse on the perimeter defense. Maybe Cork. He taking somebody minutes though, bro.
I mean, honestly, I would have him and Matisse fighting for minutes. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Because Matisse, I love him. But let's see if Paul Reed can play defense too. Like, you don't know. You don't know if he could do that, give you more. And he could give you more on the offensive end. Because Matisse right. don't really much on the offensive end. He not needed right now. And, you know, he hit those open threes. So I ain't trying to play him. I say he can't. But he don't really give us that right now. Like, I don't know. Maybe this Paul Reed dude. Who knows, man? All I'm saying is free my young boys, man. Isaiah Joe and Paul Reed. Please. Like, let my young boys get some tick, man. I would appreciate that, Doc.
Let me see. Isaiah Joe had 12 minutes last night. Let me see what he had in the game. 12 minutes.
He was getting in a groove. He got to get back in his groove now. He was getting in a groove when he was getting his little couple minutes when we was going through all that stuff, the pandemic stuff and all of that. The roster was all crazy. He was getting in a nice little groove. Now, I like how he was playing because he was playing on both ends of the floor. Even when he wasn't affecting on the offensive side, he was coming out there giving the scrappy plays and all that, getting the jump balls and all of that. I like young boy, man. Like, and that thing checking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let him get some rhythm, man. Let the shooter.
He a streaky shooter. You got to keep him involved, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, he like a JR. Like, not, I wouldn't say a JR, but, like, not because we ain't seen him play yet. But, like, yeah, he like that. Like, it's like, you got to let this man keep playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because some nights he might not give you nothing, right. But he might step up that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might not give you the five threes, but free my young boy, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with both of them. But you know how the Sixers do. But we got a whole new regime in here. Y'all got to stop playing with these G League and these bench players, bro. We already got rid of what's homie name from last year that we was raving about? Baby KD, Shayok. Oh. We already got rid of him. He probably done signed somewhere else. They probably about to – once he land on the right team, he going to be just like Christian Wood. I was better than half the people on the team, and they just didn't know. Like, it's going to be the same thing. So, like, we got to stop letting these good players go to waste, bro, like that.
No, our scouting team be doing their job, though. I'm not going to lie to you. They be doing their job because
– facts.
They be finding some dudes. Our G League team, them young boys on our G League team, they crazy, bro. They facts. All get to a bucket.
Facts. Scouts definitely earning their money now. We just need the rest of everybody to earn their money because they playing around. But didn't Paul Reed had a he had got signed to a little two-way deal at one point, didn't he?
No, he signed. He's our two-way player.
Okay, so I definitely seen him on the bench a couple games. All right, I thought I was tripping.
He like our emergency, like he the two-way player or whatever. Okay, I think okay. him and I forgot who the second one is, but okay. I think it's the Dias or something like that. I think.
Isn't Matthias? I know I definitely seen both of their names on the roster when we was going through all that COVID stuff. So that
Matthias, but it's somebody. One of them dudes, one of them other dudes. He ain't nobody.
They gotta get these young boys some tick, man. Stop playing around. But that's really all I got to say about the Sixers, man. Giving B that MVP, man. B, you gotta stay on your job, baby. We need this MVP.
Real rap, man. Real rap. But we can get off the Sixers, like you said, man, and talk about a little bit of the stuff that been going around. Cause he talking about Boogie supposedly trying to get Houston trying to trade him, or he trying to get a buyout. And supposedly the Nets is looking at him and the Lakers. And I just wanted to think, like, ask you. Do you want to see him on the Nets or the Lakers? I'm gonna tell you what I say. What would you rather?
So the Lakers need him more currently, and I think I would like to see him a little more with them, even if AD was healthy, just so we could see that dynamic again that they had in New Orleans. But I think he would be so nasty with the Nets, bro. I think I'm gonna go with the Nets, bro. I think he'd be so nasty with the Nets. Like, he could get him, like, if you get a Nets a paint force that can actually get a bucket without it being a oop, like, it's just going to be different, bro. They're not even going to need him to score for real, but he's there if you need him. Like, I think he'd be able to cruise until the playoffs if you go to the Nets for real, for real.
I mean, just give the Nets the next 5 chips if he go there. Like, it's like, and especially if he playing, like, anytime, he don't even have to play like super crazy. Like you said, they don't even need much, bro. He's already a step up from DeAndre Jordan just by just getting on the roster. He a step up from DeAndre Jordan. So it's just like, yeah, bro, I don't know, bro. Like the Nets, maybe they the new dynasty, or maybe they the new, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they it. Like, cause yeah, like that's gonna lead into the next thing, but I guess we could just combine the two. But I think the Nets is the best team in the A right now. Like, and I think they going on forward, they're going to be, and it's not close. Like, with AD being out due to injury, and they beat the Clippers twice without a full roster. So I'm not trying to hear no Clippers. I really don't think Utah because have smoke with them. Maybe, I don't know, but we'll see.
I don't think so.
But they beat Utah too. The Sixers, we couldn't beat them.
And they playing better defense now, a little bit better.
Yeah, bro. They beating all the elite teams. I know the playoffs are different and everything is going to change. They're going to have to play more defense. But, bro, they doing all this without their best player. They on a 5-game win streak without their best player.
And Kyrie
is acting crazy.
Took a back seat to let James Harden dribble all the time.
Yeah, so but he's taking
play point guard. No, he is taking all the shots. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He trying to score. He trying to get his Kobe on. But it's just the fact that they even compromised like that. I didn't see that compromise happening that fast, but I'm glad it did. Because that they playing beautiful basketball. And then you got Joe Harris out there sniping. Like, whenever he touches the ball, he's letting it fly. Like,
got out there. Luwalo Cabarru, whatever his name, TLC.
Yep.
That thing chicken. That's another player the Sixers had that we let go. Like, our scouting team, bro, they be doing their damn thing, man. Because that thing chicken. And I feel like he was developing it when he was with the Sixers.
But he wasn't getting no time.
Yeah, like he was getting it. And every time he would get in the rhythm, he'd come in the game and do one of those games where he'd hit like 3-4-3. I'd be like, dang, who is Timothy Luwalo Cabarru, dude? Like, and then we let him go. I'm like, yo,
why? You know what you do, bro.
Type of talent, yo. It's sad.
Man, we don't like talent, man. We don't like to play our young talent anyway. Apparently, we just like to go with what we know. That shit is corny. But like I said, hopefully Doc fixed that, because that was another Brett Brown mistake.
Yeah.
I'm not even dwelling on the past. I'm cool. But yeah, the Nets, they looking crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. You got heart. Man, listen. Then you got Shamit. He having his sporadic games that he playing good. You got Tyler Johnson coming off the bench too. He having his sporadic games where he playing good. Jeff Green been hooping.
He's playing out of his mind as an old head, though. Green, I don't know if anybody been noticing. They've been starting him at the five and the four, and he been doing the damn thing. Like,
even when he come off the bench, he's hooping. It don't matter.
I don't know, bro. I don't see with, like I said, with AD's injury and him being unhealthy, nobody has a shot like at beating these dudes. Like, not even a slither. Like, I love the Sixers. I love us. Unless we make a move or something, go get a grab somebody. Like we said, I'm gonna keep speaking into existence. So a Bradley Beal or something. It's no way nobody beating the Nets, bro. And I still think we might lose that game with Embiid, Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, whoever else we got on the team. I still think we lose that game against the Nets. To be honest with you, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real with you. Yeah, we know nobody could guard Embiid, but they going to figure that shit out in the series. They going to figure out how to win the game with Embiid snapping out. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. So, it's hey, man, like, I don't see anybody giving the Nets any smoke. I already got my money on them, and I'm going to put some more money on them, and I'm going to keep putting money on them. Anybody want to bet, they winning this damn chip this year. And hey, I was already saying they was going to win it with AD being healthy. So, man, I don't – it's chalk for the league, bro. It's chalk for the league.
Yeah, it's over. And what they on – what they got, like, I know – man, yeah. I ain't even doing it to myself. Well, we had a couple more topics real quick. What was the other one? It was something I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember now. It just slipped my mind. Well, first off, Boston, y'all trash. I don't know how y'all lost that game the other night up 25. Let the Pelicans come back and take that dub. But,
oh yeah,
yeah, I just wanted to shout y'all out for being trash.
I am grown man bucket to win it, y'all. Ridiculous. I'm a man.
Boo, how go, man? Boo.
I said, oh, my God. Yeah, this man is a cheat code, bro. That shit is not fair.
Matter of fact, I think we might have hit all the topics.
Yeah, we
just I did have a couple more shout-outs. You know I like to do my shout-outs. Shout-out to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo becoming the first pair of teammates to have more than one triple-double on the same night. Shout-out Jimmy in general. He had, like, what is it, like six triple-doubles the last eight games or something wild like that? Five out of seven? Something crazy like that. Four out of seven, whatever it is. He going triple-double crazy with Dragic being out. What was my other one? I had another one. Shout-out to Zach LaVine, bro. He is a bucket.
He going crazy right now. He's going crazy. And I know I said I wouldn't want him, but I would like him because he could play with us. Like, he could play with us because he don't really need the ball. Like, he don't need the ball in his hand. Like, I was watching him when he was playing the Sixers the other night. Like, the whole game, everybody got their chance to eat. But they knew when it was time, get that ball to Zach LaVine. And he, what he do? He show right up every time. Like, either or. They might be like 1A, 1B, Bradley Beal and Zach LaVine. Like, I ain't going to hold you. Even though Bradley Beal leading the league in scoring.
LaVine, what, second or third?
Huh?
LaVine second or third and scoring something like that. He right behind him, ain't he?
No, he ain't, nigga. It's Bradley Beal averaging 32, Embiid averaging 30,
right?
0.3, Dame averaging 30 flat.
Okay, Dame. I forgot about Dame. That's my fault.
Steph averaging 29.9.
Hey, yo.
And Luka averaging 29.1.
Hold on. I'm not counting Luka, bro.
Why you not counting Luka?
Because they done missed, like, they last four or five games with COVID. They ain't even play a lot of games. Like, I'm not counting, boy.
Same. Oh, true, true.
I'm fucking with you. But, nah, Zach LaVine, he a bucket, bro, and he can shoot. He can play off ball and catch and shoot if need be. Like, it don't even – I don't know. Yeah,
he ain't got to be up there. I got to see where he at.
He averaged 28.9.
Yeah, he's six. He's right after Luka. Yeah.
So he's top five in my book. I'm not counting Luka. Give my man Zach that spot. Take Luka.
Well, bro, Luka played 27 games and Zach LaVine played 29.
Hey, so, catch up, Luka. You gotta catch up, Luka.
You right, and that could drop him down.
Nah, I'm spicing it, bro. I'm just spicing.
But it is that close, though. It's definitely that close.
Nah, it is. I'm just spicing it.
29.1 and 28.9.
So 0.2. Yeah, it could drop him down, could take him.
That could different. So, you know, you're not really wrong.
I mean, either way, he's a bucket. Like, and so is everybody else that's on top of that list. That's out of pocket. That list is crazy.
You had said something about a duo. I don't know who what duo you was talking. Oh, yeah, you're talking about Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. You know, I want to shout out Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, bro. Do you know they both in the top 15 in scoring, bro? They both averaging over a double. What they averaging? Jason Tatum averaging 26 and Jaylen Brown averaging 25.5. Shout out to them, bro. Like, they one of the craziest low-key duos in the NBA, bro. That, like, and I think we should, like, start doing a segment on that, like, low-key duos or low-key, even players or underrated players and all that. We got to, because, bro, nobody be talking about, like, certain players sometimes. Like, Jaylen Brown is really hooping this season, and I don't hear nobody talk about it, like, at all. Like, I don't hear his name. I don't hear his name. And once again, shout out to Julius Randle, too. He got the Knicks and the Knicks hooping, bro. I never thought I would see this. Like, bro, they like 16-16. Like, that's wild. Like, that's wild for the Knicks. Like, that's wild, bro. And they're beating good teams and stuff. Like, it's not like they beating up on all trash teams. Like,
shit, didn't they beat Portland not too long ago, maybe a week or two ago. Yep. They definitely been getting some.
And it was a convincing win. It wasn't like it was a close game or nothing. They was cooking them.
Yeah, they've been getting some good wins.
I think they might have figured it out with a Thibodeau, bro. Like, they got the number one defense, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. They holding teams to the lowest field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, points per game, everything, bro. Like, they went out and got
D Rose too.
Yeah, bro. They the number one team in the A in defense. So I don't know, bro. They get something there. I don't know what they need. I ain't even gonna sit here and say what they need. But they get the star or something out there.
And they got two first-round picks this draft coming up.
Yeah.
They got pick and they got a Dallas pick.
Yeah, I don't know. Because these dudes on this G League Ignite team and all that, they looking good, man. I don't know, bro. Knicks might be all right in a couple of years. We might be talking about the Knicks actually being a contender in a couple of years.
The Knicks ain't been a contender since what, Melo?
Yeah, what was that, 2012? 2011,
something like that. We was in high school for sure.
It was definitely like 10 years ago for sure.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. Hey, was it 10? Yeah. It was close enough. Yeah. If it wasn't 10, it was close enough.
Yeah, the Knicks traded for him. Yeah, the Knicks traded for him 2011. Yeah, 2011. I know that for sure. Because I remember when. Yeah, it was 2011. Because then we had graduate. Yep.
Thanks, but yeah, shout out to Randle for sure, man. He definitely got he definitely hooping. Even when the other guys don't be hooping, he say, "Okay, y'all having an off night? Let me go for 40." Like, it just is what it is. So, hey, man. Oh, shout out to Scary Terry too, man. I be giving Scary Terry hell, and he
I was just about to say that.
That's Scary Terry been cooking.
Oh,
right. He's different. He acting real different this year. I will say that, because I was giving him hell at the beginning of the year. I said they're going to have to move one of them to the bench, and it might be him. Hey, he said, no, sir.
He said, stop playing with me. Stop playing. They paid me that money for a reason, player.
Bro, right. My fault.
I got one shout out, though, bro. I ain't got nothing else. We can end this one nice little quick episode, but I got one more shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick shout out to my man. I just was thinking about it. Colin Sexton, my young boy. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to give a shout out to him, bro. That's what, you feel me? That was my last shout out, but he hooping, man.
That's a fact.
My young boy, tough, bro. He gonna be a ball, bro. He gets some more healthy help. Like, because I don't know what's going on with Darius Garland. I don't know what's up with young boy. Every time this man play a game or two, he gets hurt. Like, it's crazy. But I like Jared Allen. Shout out to him, too. He had, like, 25-17 the other night. I did not see that coming. And
11-11.
Yeah, perfect from the floor. Three, so, shout out
to something like that.
Yeah, they going to get it together. And they about to get something for Andre Drummond and all of that. Like, they're going to get it together. But, yeah, shout out to Colin Sexton, man. And
they need to drum into the Nets and let the Lakers get boogie.
Yeah, I like that. I actually don't want the Nets to get anybody. else.
I mean, I don't even, but they're
I want to just win it how they are. Like, no, y'all don't need no more help, bro. Cause now y'all OD'ing now. Y'all OD'ing.
They're gonna get some help though.
I know they are, but that's just it's they OD'ing though, bro. It's like, damn, y'all don't need all that, bro. Y'all cool. Y'all gonna win it, bro. Nobody's gonna beat y'all. Calm down. Like,
yeah, but I mean, if you got a chance to stack the odds in your favor, you're gonna take it to win that chip. So hey.
They're gonna have those stacked odds. I wouldn't say, yeah. Well no, KD going to the Warriors was crazy.
That was outrageous. After coming off a 73-9 season, that was outrageous.
Yeah, the Nets ain't that. The Nets ain't.
Kyrie, I mean, I can't say Kyrie and Harden is not what the Warriors had, but the Warriors is just a well-oiled machine. This is a little different.
Hey, I'm about to say, hold on, player. Let's calm it down before we start comparing the Nets. Brown even said that. Like, we can't compare the Nets to the Warriors. That Warriors was a whole different monster.
Whole different team.
Clay dropping 60, dribbling the ball three times. Like, that's a whole different level. That's we not gonna do that.
I can't wait till Clay come back, bro. I can't wait till Clay come back.
The league gonna be stupid. Brown gotta get up out of here because it's like, Brown, this is a wrap for you, bro. Like, once these teams, like, all these teams get healthy and these jumbos keep coming in. Like, Brian, I know you my guy, but I don't want to see you get embarrassed out here. I don't want to see you no first round sweep or nothing like that, bro. Like, we can't have that, bro. Like, we got to get up out of here in a couple years, bro.
Imagine the death lineup with Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Oubre, and Draymond. That's nasty. That's super nasty. If Oubre and Wiggins can hit two threes a game, that's super nasty, bro. Like, oh, that's wild. Well, yeah, we're going to go ahead and end it. Let me see.
Yeah, bro. We're
going to go ahead and end it, bro. It just tried to get crazy on us. Let's end it while we got our content.
I'm about to say the devil working, bro. Let's just end episode 71.
Yes, sir. Episode 71. We signing out.
All right. I'll let y'all.